Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. If you follow these, it's the live broadcast a little earlier than the weekends have normally been. I have the opportunity to preach a little later this morning, and so I still wanted to be able to offer this as a time for your personal devotions, Sunday school style devotional time as you prepare to worship God with your church family from wherever you are. And so this morning, as I spent time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional book, In Christ Alone, Discovering Your Identity in Christ. And today's topic is, In Christ, I Have Wisdom from God. As I thought about that, and even as I went back through the devotional I'd written some years ago, the question comes up, what is wisdom? And where does it come from? And so many times, wisdom is the application of knowledge. And so we know things, we accumulate knowledge, we have an educational system that is designed in part to inform, but there are many people that are very well informed that do not appear to live with a lot of wisdom. We have the knowledge, we have the information, and sometimes we live in this era that we talk about having an information overload, that there's just so much information, so much knowledge that it's difficult to process it all and to know how to use it. But as we live in Christ, God says that His wisdom dwells within us. James writes and says, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask of God who gives generously without finding fault. So when we begin to look for wisdom, we discover that wisdom is present with us because of the indwelling presence of God's Spirit. The bigger question comes, do we tap into it? Do we use it? Do we open it up? And I believe that the application of knowledge, the application of information, the wisdom that you and I need is not that far away. And it comes to us as we spend time with God in His Word and in prayer, asking God to teach us, to remind us of things we've already learned. There's so many parts of life that revolve around knowing the best from what's simply good enough, that revolve around knowing good from evil. Today, as we spend time preparing to worship God together from wherever we are, whether you're worshiping in a church building, some for the first time in a long time, whether you're continuing to worship from home or with a small group of friends, family, through all of this, each one of us has had to look to God for wisdom. Even decisions on when to reopen a church building are not easy decisions to make. There's so many factors, so much unknown. And yet the building doesn't keep us the lack of a building doesn't keep us from worshiping God, or at least it shouldn't. Yeah, there are great benefits to having a building to go to and to worship together in. But if that's where our worship is confined to, we're missing out on some of the best parts of life. And so this morning, as we spend time praying, we'll be praying about having the wisdom that comes from being a child of God and then using that wisdom. The prayer guide that was published this morning was on being reconciled. And the key verse for the entire week, and each day will have its own verse, but the key verse from the entire week talks about, in Christ we are a new creation. And as Christians, we recognize that. We live that. At least we ought to. But the verses go on and say that we've been reconciled to God through Jesus Christ for the ministry of reconciliation. And so we're going to be praying this week, each day, something different about how God wants us to be reconciled. Reconciled to Himself, to others, to our enemies, to the people around us. And He not only wants us to be reconciled, He wants us to be ministers of reconciliation, servants of reconciliation, instruments of reconciliation. He wants us as His children to be those that help make things right, those who practice true justice, true humility, true mercy. This morning, as I consider the events of the past week, as I look forward to another week that God is preparing for us, and whether that week is being prepared for us here on earth or whether it's a week that's being prepared for us in heaven is yet to be seen. But He's still preparing it. I wonder what would be different in your life, in my life, if we saw each day as an opportunity to be an instrument of reconciliation. If we realized each day just how much, how far we were from God before we were in Christ. If we comprehended the complexity and the enormity of the work, of the task of God reconciling us to Himself through Jesus. If we could glimpse in a greater way what that involved, how that would affect our work, our words, our actions, our attitudes about reconciling others. I think reconciliation works best, easiest, if we have something in common. And so many times we look for some of the silliest things to make be that common ground, when God's laid it out. If our commonality is Him, if our commonality is bringing people together in Christ, then the work of reconciliation has already begun, because it's reconciled each of us to Him. And when we're each reconciled to God, then the reconciliation with one another ought to be a whole lot easier. See, today, as I looked at the social media news feed that comes up on my screen, I live in a city that has been filled, at least for us. I know some cities would look at the numbers and think, oh, that's not bad. But it's been filled with gunfire and gunshots, people wounded over the weekend. I have no idea what each case was about, what brought about such a reaction or such an action. Probably a little of both. But I'm guessing that it had nothing to do with any attempt of reconciliation with God or with one another. It had nothing to do with any practice of wisdom. Wisdom of God or wisdom of man. You see, I think those two come together in this point in history. People are crying out for justice. They're crying out to be reconciled with one another. They're crying out for whatever it is that they need. And when we cry out together to God for the wisdom that we need, then we begin to be equipped to address the issues of reconciliation, the issues of justice, the issues of mercy, the issues of humility. You see, walking together doesn't mean we're alike. It means we've agreed to walk together. And as we live as Christians, God has called each of us to become more and more like Christ. In doing so, there will be a transformation. We'll begin to act and think and sound in similar ways, but we'll still be different. We'll still have different tasks and roles and responsibilities. And wisdom says, I will use whatever God has put within me to glorify Him. I will use whatever God has put within me to honor Him and to make Him known. I will use whatever God has put within me to be reconciled to Him and to others. I will use whatever He's put within me to be an instrument of peace. Today, as we pray as individuals, and yet we also pray as the body of Christ. And the question always remains, what does God want me to do about the things that I'm praying about? Years ago, I had a friend that taught me a lot about prayer, and that was one of his statements frequently. Is when you pray, you really need to be prepared that God wants to use you as part of the answer. And so to pray that God would send someone to your neighbor and not be willing to talk to your neighbor is kind of a dead-end prayer in a sense. Oh, God may send someone else, but He may send you. And to ask God to move and to do things in this earth, when we're not willing to move or do things according to His will, it might not be such a wonder as why our prayers seem unanswered. Sometimes it's because we're the answer and we're not listening. Today, will you be one who lives with wisdom? Who pays attention to what God would say and do and want? Who lives with an awareness of the presence of Christ within you? An awareness that affects your words, whether it's in speech or on social media, comments or posts. A wisdom that affects your actions, how you treat your family, your neighbors, your coworkers, your strangers that you interact with. You see, wisdom is knowing the good to do and then doing it. Wisdom is knowing the presence of God within us and then living that way. Wisdom is representing Jesus because it's His wisdom that dwells within us. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you have indeed promised to give wisdom to all who ask, to give it generously without finding fault. And so, Father, as we ask for wisdom, may we have the courage to actually use it. May we know the wisdom that exists within us by the power of Christ in us. Father, may that not be a treasure that we keep buried, but may we live with that awareness and act according to the wisdom that comes from your hand. Father, as we spend time in your word, may it not simply be for accumulation of information, but may we apply it daily. That we would not just be hearers of the word, but we would do what it says. To practice the wisdom that it contains. And Father, as we live with the wisdom that you supply, may we rejoice at the work that you've accomplished in reconciling us to you through the blood of Jesus. And as we enjoy the results of that happening, may we take seriously our responsibility to be instruments of reconciliation in our world, in our communities, in our homes. Father, today as we live life looking for answers, may we look first and foremost to you. Father, for the complexities of the decisions that are required, may we be aware of truth, but may we look deeper than the world's truth. May we seek you for how to apply that truth that we're able to glean. Father, in regard to all the COVID-19 stuff, so much information and misinformation and conflicting information that it's confusing to know what's best. And so, Father, may we take all of that and filter it through the wisdom of your Spirit living within us. May we walk with confidence, knowing that when we walk with you, we're never out of place. Father, in regard to the social unrest, the protest, the injustice, and the sense of an injustice that has been building and building and building. Father, may we not just collect the information from this world, but may we filter it through your wisdom and how you would have us to respond individually. How you would have us to treat people with justice, with mercy, with humility. Father, as we prepare today to worship you from wherever we are, may we find wisdom is ours for the asking. And may we take the availability of that wisdom and may we apply it to everything we do and say. Father, today as I look around and recognize just the incredible pain that exists in our communities and in our nation, in the world, I continue to pray for the children of our homes and of our communities. I pray that the things that they see and hear would be filtered in a way that allows them to grow bold and strong, not be scarred . Father, may the love that we express to our children and to the children around us help them to grow as healthy mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, and in all ways. Father, I think of the line in Scripture that kind of sums up the childhood of Jesus as one who grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with both God and man. Father, I pray that for the children in this day and age, that they would grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with you and with the people around them. Oh, Father, protect our children. Give us the courage, the wisdom to know what's appropriate for them to be exposed to and what is inappropriate. Father, I pray that this virus would be wiped from the face of the earth, that we would rise up and praise and honor you for the work that you've done and continue to do through all of the difficulties that we face. Father, today, may we fully examine who we are in Christ. And may we realize the power within us is so much greater than the power of the world. And may we live in a humble victory, the confidence that comes of being victorious, and the humility that comes with wanting everyone to know that same victory. Father, may Jesus be lifted up, not only in our time of worship of you, but in all that we say and do, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Sunday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do hope and pray that you are richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.